You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. After almost 2 years since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic in the U.S., the Omicron variant is driving the biggest surge of cases yet. There are some differences, though. Most adults are vaccinated, and Omicron doesn't appear to cause as serious of an illness and hospitalizations, as many hospitalizations, as the Delta variant, for example. But almost 2 years in, with ever-changing rules and guidance, testing is once again an issue, especially since even the vaccinated can become infected. But when should you get tested? Joining us is Dr. Eugene Curley, infectious disease physician with WellSpan Health. Dr. Curley, welcome to the program. So let's start with that question. When should someone get tested for, for COVID-19?
Yeah, really in a couple scenarios. So one scenario where a person would want to be tested is if they have been recently exposed. And that is whether they are fully vaccinated or not. You definitely want to get tested. The sweet spot for getting tested is anywhere between day 5 and 8 after your last exposure to that person you are exposed to. And obviously, if you develop any symptoms consistent with COVID-19, you would definitely want to get tested. One of the problems that we run into is that the symptoms of COVID-19 are mostly nonspecific. So it's difficult to distinguish COVID-19 from influenza versus just, you know, other causes of the common cold, and also even seasonal allergies. So if you have the sniffles, if you have a sore throat, you definitely want to get tested. We are currently remain in a high level of community transmission, so the odds of contracting COVID-19 are quite high at this time.
Well, since you brought it up, Dr. Curry, let's talk about that. As you said, it can be a bit of a challenge to determine whether you have a cold, whether you have the flu, or COVID-19. So what are some of the symptoms that set those apart?
Yeah, so again, the symptoms are mostly similar. The two symptoms that are more specific for COVID-19 are the loss of taste and smell. You do not see that with influenza or seasonal allergies or other causes of the common cold. But beyond that, you know, the sore throat, the runny nose, the cough, the shortness of breath, body aches, the generalized flu-like symptoms, those can be consistent with COVID-19, influenza, and other causes of the common cold.
I just saw an article this morning talking about the differences between Omicron and the Delta variant, for example, that one of the first symptoms to show up with Omicron is a scratchy throat. What most people would describe as a sore throat, but a scratchy throat rather than that loss of the sense of smell or taste. Have you come across that?
Not necessarily. I've seen some of those reports also. What I can tell you from the patients that I've seen is the symptoms are very similar to other variants of COVID-19. And there's variability from patient to patient. So you can still get loss of taste and smell. Many of my recent patients have complained of that. You can get a sore, scratchy throat. And, you know, I encourage all my patients to take any symptom that's unexplained pretty seriously, because most people, you know, if it's just a sore, scratchy throat, they probably won't worry about it, and you know, for a day or so, and until they get more symptoms. But you know, that's just a sign that, hey, you know, you may want to get tested even at that early sign of a scratchy throat.
I want to get back to testing, Dr. Curley. You said that if you've had exposure to someone, ideally you should wait 5 days to be tested. Do most people know that? Because I almost get the sense that testing has become haphazard, that if people start having any kind of symptoms, it's okay, maybe we should get tested. Or they find out that they've been in contact with someone who has been infected, that right away they think, I should get tested. Are they aware? Have we gotten that message out there that ideally you should wait 5 days after exposure to be tested?
Yeah, so let me clarify that again. So the waiting for 5 days, That is for someone who is has been exposed and is asymptomatic. If you are symptomatic with any signs and symptoms that could be consistent with COVID-19, you want to get tested right away. You don't want to wait 5 days. But with the asymptomatic exposure situation, so let's say that today I'm exposed to a coworker that has COVID-19. If I get a test today or even tomorrow, it's way too early for my body, one, to even have developed infection and for that virus to replicate in my body to get a high enough viral load where it's going to be detectable by a test. So that is why you want to wait 5 days. If you're asymptomatic and have been recently exposed, that information is out there. I do agree with some of your sentiments. I don't know if that's as widespread in the public, but hopefully we can get the word out today about that.
If you're just tuning in, our guest is Dr. Eugene Curley, an infectious disease physician at WellSpan Health. We're talking mostly about testing today for COVID-19. Dr. Curley, what's the best test to get?
So the most sensitive test is the PCR test. The home antigen tests, which are becoming more widespread, and the large majority of the home tests are antigen tests, meaning you're testing for one of the coronavirus proteins. A PCR test is actually looking for DNA from the coronavirus, and it's a lot more sensitive. So with the home tests, I think it's okay to use those in the right setting, but we have to understand the limitations. And because they are less sensitive than the PCR test, we can run into issues with what's called a false negative test, meaning the test is showing negative, even though that the person being tested is actually positive for the disease. And that could be for a variety of reasons. One we talked about earlier is testing too early. There hasn't been enough time for the virus to show up in the body. Maybe the viral load is not high enough, or maybe there was just some error with the test. And that's why many of the home antigen tests, they come in pairs, because if you have a negative test, they want you to generally test again within 24 to 48 hours just to be on the safe side.
Those people, we've seen the lines now at for the drive-in testing sites, which are just incredible 2 years into this. But we've also heard stories about the lack of availability of the antigen test. If an antigen test is not available, what do you recommend?
So again, it depends on the scenario, whether we're dealing with an asymptomatic exposure versus someone who's symptomatic. Anyone who's symptomatic needs to be tested, whether that's a home antigen test or a PCR test. So if you don't have access to those home antigen tests, I would recommend reaching out to your primary provider or healthcare system to see what's the easiest way to be tested. I know at WellSpan Health, we've done a lot to increase the testing availability with our patients because we're aware of the supply issues and the long lines. But again, it's very important that if you're symptomatic, you need to be tested right away.
Does that include going to the ER?
Yeah, so you do bring up a good question, and that's why I would always have my patients reach out to their primary care providers. You know, if there is a situation where the patient is stable, maybe they just have a scratchy throat and they're otherwise clinically stable, but we don't want those patients clogging up our emergency departments. We really want to save those emergency department visits for people who are declining and need emergency care. So again, if you reach out to your provider, sometimes patients can go directly to them to be tested. Others can be sent to a testing facility to be tested also, but we shouldn't clog up our ERs because they're already pretty busy over the last several weeks.
Dr. Curley, one final question. WellSpan Health has been one of the health systems that has requested and gotten some assistance from the federal government, former National Guard, and help that way. What's the situation right now with WellSpan Health as far as COVID patients?
So it we're what I would say, we're in a crisis right now. And this isn't something that is specific to WellSpan Health. Many healthcare systems across the nation are feeling this, and we've been feeling this since the Thanksgiving holiday. The numbers continue to rise. We're seeing a surge in our inpatient census. And we've had to do some things to redeploy staff and resources to make sure that we can continue serving our community. But we are a resilient bunch, and even though we're understaffed, we continue to provide these services for our patients. I would just encourage patients out there to if you're not fully vaccinated, please get vaccinated. If you're due for a booster, get boosted. This will help our healthcare systems to be able to provide care to our community, not just for COVID-19 patients, but for patients that come in for a motor vehicle accident, heart attack, or stroke.
Dr. Eugene Curley, an infectious disease physician with WellSpan Health. Dr. Curley, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, anytime.